From the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network, it's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, brought to you in part by Lucky Buck Deer Mineral. Costa sunglasses, see what's out there. Great, great eyewear for fishing. Absolutely love them. Just got a new Costa gear, very happy about that. Thanks again to Scentlock for joining us again this year. The new gear is here and we're ready to rock October 1st. And maybe even a little bit sooner to get out and get the trail cam set up and really start getting a look as to what's moving around our areas. Thanks to the Michigan United Conservation Clubs for protecting our rights to hunt, fish, and trap in the Great Lakes State. Do not hesitate to become a member of the MUCC. Links to all of those great companies and organizations on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Also, a link to HHA Sports, the number one name in single-pin archery sight technology. And joining me right now from HHA Sports is Chris Hamm. Let me ask you this real quick before we get to the archery end of things. Are you done chasing Jimmy Johnson around? Are you just going to stalk him on the TV now, or what's going on?
Yeah, I think I've got a restraining order out there somewhere. I'm going to see him in Chicago and then down in Florida again for the Homestead finale. So those are two tracks he hasn't won at, so I'm hoping that maybe he can pull a hat trick and win them both and win his seventh title this year. So,
you know, that put him in a pretty elite group with Richard Petty and was it Earnhardt's got the other seven?
Yep. So we'll see what happens. So, but no, I'm looking forward. I actually got to see him win in person down in Texas back in April. So that was pretty cool, and got to meet him in Victory Lane briefly. So it was crossed that off the bucket list. Now we're gonna see what he can do this fall.
Oh, I can hear the girl squeals already. My goodness. Oh, but man, let's look a little bit at HHA Sports, man. You guys have been around for what was it, since 1996?
The Optimizer actually came out in 96, but the business has been around since 84, so we've been at it for a while.
That's right. I forgot my high school year and you guys the same. The Optimizer in 96. But single pin, there are people, let's just put it plain. There are people that are scared of single pin. I used to be that guy. I'm no longer that guy because it's pretty much easy when you can dial in, you get everything set up, and then you have a pin. You don't have to worry about, oh, is it this one? Is it this one? Is it one of my seven? Which color is it? It's a single pin. Pretty simple stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the clutter and the confusion of multiple pins are totally gone with our system, and obviously with the bows getting so fast, you can shoot 0 to 30 without having to adjust it. And I don't know how many deer you've harvested in your life, but I don't know if I've ever shot a deer beyond 30 yards. I've been a single pin guy since I was in high school. So
no, I've taken a couple of longer distances, but in Michigan, typically when we're bow hunting, it's 20 to maybe 30, really maybe 35 if you're going longer.
Yeah, and I mean, we've got the same thing here in Wisconsin, the same terrain, same kind of situation. So and those are obviously two of our bigger states, bigger archery states. So I think that's one of the other reasons that the popularity of the single pin has gotten so strong. So
one of the things we worried about, and some friends have worried about that use single pin. Initially, their concern was, am I going to remember to make that adjustment? But when you say up to 30. With that first adjustment, you're pretty safe.
You are, and I mean, I've even had some guys, gals are comfortable out to 40. You know, they may leave it set at 25 or 27 yards if they're in a blind on the edge of a food plot or in a tree stand, and then they're good from 0 to 40 without having to adjust it. So there's really not. It's just as easy, if not easier, to grab the wrong pin on a multiple pin sight than it is to not move your single pin. So that argument is kind of a moot point. It's hard to get some people off the ledge, but once you do, it's impossible to get them to go back. You can't get them to shoot a multi-pin sight once they've shot one of ours. So
Absolutely. Now, the Optimizer Light Kingpin is your top, in my opinion, your top sight. Give us a little insight as to, you know, the construction of that sight and how basically to set it up.
Right. Just like everything, I mean, all of our stuff is 100% machined aluminum. It's all made here in Wisconsin, so it's all American-made products, lifetime warranty. And that kingpin has just been a kind of a culmination of probably 20 years of ideas, you know, and constantly evolving and just grabbing ideas from different products we've had and taking customer feedback, you know, dealer feedback from a lot of different people. That kingpin is definitely our well, the kingpin. I mean, it's the top of the line sight that we've got. It retails starting at $349. So, I mean, it's not a $69.99 sight, but we like to think, and from the customer response, there's $349 worth of value in it.
Well, let's put into perspective also that people are not just paying for the manufacture of the sight. There is research technology that goes into it. There's been design. There's been so much refinement having gone into this that, you know what? A lot of people like to switch bows every couple of years. That's fine. But when you have one sight, why switch your sight every couple of years?
True. And I mean, to go back to the technology standpoint of it, I mean, that's one thing other than the American-made construction and the warranty. The one thing that probably sets our site apart from our competition is the accuracy of our tape system. And that's just a simple mathematical formula where you're basically shooting two distances, 20 and 60 yards, and then everything from 20, and in the case of the kingpin, everything from 20 out to 100 yards falls in line in one-yard increments. I mean, you're dialed in from 20 to 100 yards with a single-pin sight. I mean, there's not a more accurate sight on the market than that kingpin sight.
Now, having done it physically, I understand, but to a listener, when you set up at 20, when you set up at 60, there's going to be some adjustments in between. How does that 20 stay at 20? Does that make sense? I mean, is that a fair question?
How does the 20 stay at 20?
When you set up at 20, you say, and then you set up the sight at 60, there's going to be an adjustment at that 60. So, I mean, how is everything staying in balance, I guess?
The sight-in process is fairly simple. It comes with a setup tape on the actual sight, and that's going to work on the kingpin. The step down from that's the Light Ultra, or the introductory one that we had back in 96 was the Optimizer Light, but they all work on the same concept with a setup tape with numbers on it. So, essentially, you go out, you sight in at 20 yards, you make a mark on your number, say it's number 5, then you go back to 60 and shoot, and say you get 45 for that number, you simply subtract your two findings at 60 and 20, and that's going to come up with, in that example I gave you, is 40, so you would go grab the 40 tape out of the package, put that on your sight, and now you're dialed in from 20 to 100.
Now, see, that makes it so I could never explain that. I mean, I knew it, but I can't explain it. It's simple. Again, sometimes simplicity eludes me. And that's why we bring on Chris Hamm from HHA Sports. A direct link on our website, wildmichiganradio.com to hhasports.com. And this has been a lifelong family love for you guys. I mean, since 1984, like you mentioned. And this is a family-run business.
It is, yeah. I mean, my dad started in archery in the late 70s and had some struggles for a few years until he finally got going in 84 in the current version of the business that we have now, and it's just grown from there. So my mom is 73. She still does all of our office work. She's sitting right next to me now writing orders. So my brother Brian is 52. He does all of our engineering. And then my sister Roberta is 50. She is still actively involved in it and kind of a jack of all trades, does some accounting stuff and assembly and just helps out any way she can. So yeah, it's it beats having a real job, put it that way.
Kind of like radio, but you're probably making more than me. Chris Hamm is joining us. HHA Sports is the number one name in single-pin archery sight technology. We're going to find out more about the full line and also some crossbow stuff here on Wild Michigan.
Nick. Munt, the Michael Waddell Bone Collector, and you're listening to my main man, Duran Martinez, on Wild Michigan.
Rifle in a gun rack, hanging in the back glass, book knife on my belt, ain't no lamp for sale around here.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. Brother Nick Munt, thoughts and prayers going out with him and his family. His dad just went under some cancer treatments, operation here this week. Yet to find out how he did, but he was in recovery and everything looked like it was going well. So we'll keep those guys in our thoughts and prayers. Nick Munt, great friend of the show and has been on numerous times. Always great to see those guys. And of course, Bone Collector, working with Scentlock, our Michigan company, speaking with our friends over in Wisconsin. Chris Hamm, HHA Sports, single pin archery sight technology, not limited to vertical bows, crossbow industry. You guys got in there with the Optimizer X scopes. And again, single pin simplicity with the adjustability.
Yeah, that was something, you know, when the crossbow thing took off 6 or 7 years ago, we decided it was just a natural fit to, you know, somehow spin this thing horizontally and put it on a crossbow, so it's the same exact technology that is present on the vertical bows. You just sight in at 20 and 60, and then you've got a, as it stands right now, it's a 20 to 80 tape, but we actually are working on 100 yard tapes that we'll have after the first of the year. So again, that 1 yard accuracy with a single aiming dot on a crossbow, as opposed to having to look at four or five crosshairs and eliminating all that clutter and confusion.
Well, you know, when you have new people, my girlfriend Sarah Marie that hunts with me every time I go, we pretty much inseparable, because when you find a woman that is so into the outdoors, even though she's new, man, wow, what a treat, because there's no argument about going hunting. She's asking, when are we going? It's easier for her because even a new person in general, to have a single pin and be able to know your surroundings and make that adjustment on the fly is a lot, so much less confusing than trying to sight in at 20 and then trying to adjust with those other crosshairs on there. And if you don't know, a single pin, a single sight is just brilliant.
Right, and I mean, the scopes have gotten better, but I mean, in years past, you know, they were supposed to be good every 10 yards, but depending on the bow that you put it on, they'd be good for 20 and 32 and 46, and it didn't give the shooter the confidence that it should going into the woods, which, I mean, you want to be able to do that to make a good shot and a clean kill on an animal. So, you can't beat being able to dial right into the distance. If you've got an animal at 38 yards, you just roll the dial to 38 and pull the trigger, and it's a done deal. It's just like shooting at 20. So,
and you have the illuminated hybrid L4 single crosshair, which again, illumination beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you have to check your state to make sure that it's legal. I know it is in
right.
Michigan and Wisconsin, but yeah, because unfortunately, as we all know, some of these big bucks don't like to come out until the last. That last little bit of light, and it also helps if you're in a ground blind too, just to be able to see those, you know, obviously the fiber optics on our regular sights, but then it's a red or a green illuminated dot on the crossbows.
Absolutely. Chris Hamm, HHASports.com, joins us here, a supporter of Wild Michigan. Chris, you guys have got on board honoring our military, and this has been so refreshing for so many different companies, organizations, recognizing the sacrifices of not only our men and women in uniform, but their families. And you guys are offering up a discount to our uniformed men and women.
We are, and I don't know why it took so long for us to do this. And I'm going to tip my hat to Scott Bach and my new sales and marketing director. I think he was the one that brought this idea up to me, was to have a military discount. And it's a very simple way for us to honor the people that are keeping us safe and allow us to go to work from 8 to 5 at HHA Sports every day. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have the luxury of having these jobs. So, again, it's just a simple way and an easy way for us to reward them, and it's a brand new program for us. We just launched it at the beginning of the summer, so there's not a lot of buzz on it yet, and I'm glad that we brought it up on your show today just to get the word out there, because we do want to promote it and let them know that we're here to thank them in any way that we can. So
So 25% off of the sites. And, you know, again, American-made, made in Wisconsin, just across the lake from us. And it's a fine quality product. We use it ourselves. And you know, that says a lot to me, and I know to a lot of other people, that you are keeping the work here in the States when it could be made maybe cheaper and keep the same, keep even a bigger margin, but keeping the prices the same. But to keep it here it means a lot to me. And that's, you know, again, that's why we, you know, stick with who we work with, because we believe in the product.
Right. And I mean, that's, our product is not, it's not cheap. When you go to the store, you're not going to get it for $69.99, but that's because it's made here on American soil with American hands, and you know, we've hung our hat on that for the last 30 years since we've been in business, and have no intentions of ever taking our production elsewhere, because it just it's so much easier to control the quality of the product when you're all doing it in-house, basically, right in within 20 miles of your office. So,
you know, and they're not paying for you to fly over to another country to look at, and then to have your patent swiped out from under you, because there are no laws in some of those countries that are manufacturing these things.
Exactly. So, no, it's just, it's been a very good formula for us, and again, the military discount is something that's brand new for us, and it's real easy for any current or current serving military or veterans to take advantage of that at any of their local retailers. All they have to do is email us, and they get a form, they fill it out, take it into the dealer, and away they go. So,
pretty simple process to save 25%, which is a rather nominal amount, in my opinion, and for something that we deem to be absolutely perfect quality.
Absolutely. And again, it's just something that we've wanted to do for a while, and we're excited to finally have it implemented and give back to these great men and women in our country here.
Now, one of the other things that we like to share here with HHA Sports is you guys have your own podcast as well. Is that still going strong?
It is. Yeah, we've kind of changed the format of it up a little bit this year. We in years past, it was always we'd have, you know, a different guest every 2 or 3 weeks. We're still doing that, bringing in different speakers, but trying to make it more instead of focused so much on the personality, more topic based. So, this time of year, we'll start talking about food plots and putting out game cameras. And as the hunting season progresses, we'll talk about early season whitetail strategies, rut hunting strategies. So just kind of evolving it a little bit and trying to give people, it's not a, even though it's hosted by HHA, there's very little talk about our products on there. It's more of us using our industry contacts to just open up some communication and give our listeners something other than just a 20 minute infomercial, if you will. So
and the thing is, too, look, we love our sponsors, we use the products personally, we like the people who we work with, but you know, this is why we have you guys on to talk about these products, because that's our way to for people to get to know you, in the way that we do. So, and we appreciate all that you do. Chris Hamm, HHA Sports, getting ready for fall, man. Thanks so much for joining us. Greatly appreciated. HHASports.com. Chris, thanks again, brother.
Thanks for having me on, Duran.
Absolutely. And check him out. You can check out his podcast as well. All of that, HHASports.com. Linked at WildMichiganRadio.com.
Conor Hagan of ClareVirtually.ie inviting you to fish County Clare, Ireland. Now back to Duran Martinez and Wild Michigan.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. Duran Martinez, your host on the Michigan Talk Network, brought to you in part by Costa Sunglasses. See what's out there with the world's clearest lenses, man. Absolutely love my Costas. Great for fishing. We took them over to Ireland when we fished with Owen O'Hagan. One of the 5 times I've actually been out fishing this year. But when you put it in perspective, fishing for brown trout and pike in Ireland, the Detroit River in the spring, Saginaw Bay with Michigan Out of Doors in the fall and one time down in Florida. I'll take those four or five times I've been fishing this year. But I want to get out on some fall walleye here coming up pretty soon. I know I'm probably pushing the fall thing a little bit, but it's inevitable. It's coming. And with fall comes great big walleye, but there's still some late summer fun to be had. Mark Martin, Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame inductee with the 2015 class, joins us right now. Mark, that's so cool to say. I mean, really.
Oh, I feel pretty proud of it, that's for sure, Duran. I 37 years, and I finally made it to the pinnacle. You always keep in the back of your mind, but you always have it in the front of your mind that if I keep working hard, there's the last thing that I can get. And, I'm so excited that I was able to do it, because it's, kind of out of my control, except for hard work.
Absolutely. And, your good friend Bob Garner was there, and I had the opportunity to see and talk with Bob a little bit at the Carl T. Johnson Hunting and Fishing Center in Cadillac, a great facility. Bob cut the ribbon on their Outdoor Sports Academy here a couple of weeks ago. And he's just one of the people that you've been able to work with along the way and really just kind of bring walleye fishing to a forefront here, even though it's been done for so long, but on a tournament level.
Oh, yeah. I started, night fishing first before tournaments, really. I knew there was tournaments, in their infancy. I knew there was local tournaments. I entered them and won them. But when the national one came on, which was the MWC, I went for it, and that was back in 85. And then a few years back, Bob, he was instrumental in really, helping me get my name out there and showing people. I remember the first time I met Bob and Fred Trost. It was at a banquet, and I was there because I had so many of my guiding my clients there with master angler walleyes. I mean, lots of them. And I was there because I had my share too. And so I went there and I told Bob and Fred, I says, you guys want to go do a monster walleye show, where you're going to catch a big walleye? And they kind of, I'm sure rolled their eyes a little bit. And this kid, we've heard this once or twice. And they told me that too afterwards, a long ways down the line. But we went out, and I got, Fred was with me, and I got him his limit. He caught him himself. And Bob goes, I knew you were something then. He says, if you could get Fred his limit of walleye, he says, that was something. But Fred and Bob and I just laughed. it was fun, and they we did more and more stuff, and people, it helped people realize there was big walleye to be caught in Michigan. You didn't have to go to Canada. I mean, Canada's really fun. I go there every year and I enjoy it. But when you learn from being a youngster, from my dad and grandpa, and catching these big ones here in Michigan, I kind of wanted to share that with everybody. And now I'm sure there's a lot of people that fish my methods around the North America and are pretty successful. So. And that's, one of the things that, late summer, early fall, I guess it is kind of bearing down on that time, and night walleye fishing is good all year long. It don't matter what the season is, as long as you got walleyes present, and they're a lot easier to catch because you're not playing around with jet skis, water skiers, pleasure boaters, 3-foot waves when it should be glass calm out because of the boat traffic on certain lakes, so you don't have it to yourself. And what I tell people is, get some body baits like number 13 Rapalas and doctor them up with prism tape down the lateral line and a little bit of glow paint, you know, around the tail and on the eyes. And, you know, it just, it jazzed it up. Free number seven split shot just above a number seven ball bearing swivel, 2.5 feet up. Fire line because of the, you know, zebra mussels being present in the lakes. So you're not nicking your line. And just go along at just over a mile an hour, maybe 1.4, and just use your hand and arm like a grandfather clock and pull forward, drop back, and pause. And all you're doing is feeling for that little That's all you're going to feel as you go back. And when you come forward, they're just going to be there. And they could be, you know, that tick could be a 14-inch or a 14-pounder. So that right there is one of the easiest ways if people want to go out and experience night and have a good time out there. Plus, you're going to catch a lot of other fish at night, too.
Absolutely. Mark Martin is our guest here on Wild Michigan. Mark, of course, well-known in the state and all over the fishing community for walleye. And as we just a couple minutes left in the segment, got a whole other segment on the way. As we are winding down the summertime, the hot water, Saginaw Bay, not a big deep body water, but so prolific for walleye, especially this time of year.
Oh, yeah, it is. So, you know, and there's a variety, multitudes of ways you can catch them out there. For the people that want to troll with planer boards, lead core, they're, you know, you can go out there and catch them right now. Crawler harnesses, bottom bouncers, straight down off the boat, 3-ouncers, you know, just using like downriggers as you're trolling with side planers or my new stern planers. They're doing really well on the stern planers. I've been getting a lot of emails on the new stern planers, and they've got a new 005 out there too, which is a little smaller than the TX007, and they've been taking a lot of fish out behind the boat. But the weeds right up by shore, where you don't have to have a big boat, you don't have to spend a lot of money on gas, and you can get into the weeds and throw spoons in there, not like daredevil. Well, you probably throw a daredevil and catch fish, but I'm talking more like Hopkins spoons, buckshot rattle spoons, that type of thing, or just a jig with a you know, a piece of gulp or power bait on it into the pockets of weeds and catch them. Or if you like the spinner fish, you can go for it too with, you know, use a heavy enough weight that you can go along the shoreline. And there's weeds from Augrays all the way down into the lower bay by Bay City, and you just go in and out of those weeds right there, and as soon as you see them on your fish finder, you get back out of them, and when you don't see them, go back in them, and you just keep weaving your way down through there. As long as you got a bottom bouncer on, you're ticking weeds, you're getting the attention of the fish, you're going to be catching lots of fish.
All right, Mark Martin.
Variety.
Mark Martin joining us here on Wild Michigan. MarkMartins.net is where you can find him. A link on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Mark, hold the line. We're going to talk more with you because I want to talk something we haven't talked about in a while is fishing the west side of the state for walleye. Something that a lot of people don't think about doing, but I know it's possible because I know guys that do it. So we're going to give away the secrets on the west side. They're going to hate us here in a minute. So it's nothing but love. It's Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
Join us on Facebook or listen to podcasts, all from our website at wildmichiganradio.com. Now, back to Duran Martinez and Wild Michigan.
Cross the line at an hour to time, in a state 94 more miles through the Great Lakes State. Turn it up so the bus ain't late. Another night in Michigan.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I am Duran Martinez here on the Michigan Talk Network. Our website, wildmichiganradio.com. You can follow us on Twitter as well, at Wild Michigan. We are on the Twitter, brought to you by a lot of great places like MUCC, Michigan United Conservation Clubs, also Costa Sunglasses, Lucky Buck Deer Mineral, HHA Sports. A lot of great guests today. We talked to Dan Kimmel, from Great Lakes Bass. Also, Chris Hamm from HHA Sports. Brian Brosdahl got us kicked off in the first hour of the show, and we are now speaking with Mark Martin, pro angler, Hall of Fame member. And I want to talk, Mark, a little bit about, first of all, about the west side of the state. I want to unlock some of the mystery that goes on with walleye fishing on the west side. Look, we know right now it's summertime, it's big water, salmon. People are really focused on salmon and lake trout right now, but they're kind of missing the boat, so to speak, on the walleye bite on the west side. And it does exist. It's not all Saginaw Bay.
No, I mean, you've got great fishing over here. In the last few weeks that I've been home, I've been out on Muskegon and White Lake and a few other lakes around here. And I've been, you know, trolling with planer boards, a lot of bottom bouncers and spinners, throwing mimic minnow swim baits, storm wild eye shads. They're a swim bait too, and been doing real well. I mean, in the daytime, you know, limits seem to be a rule over here more than the exception on these lakes here lately, especially Muskegon. And, you know, the nighttime fishery, you're going to get a few more bigger fish at night than you will in the day, and not ruling out that you're going to have a good one in the day once in a while, but it's much easier for the time you put in, 6 hours, we'll say. If you want a big one, you best put it in at night, because you just want to get some fish for the frying pan. Well, you're going to, you know, put in 6 hours in the daytime and, you know, have a good meal at the end of the day, or catch and release, and going to have a good time. But, from down there to Mackatawa, all the way up to Manistee, and then out into Lake Michigan, you know, I'll give away, you know, one of my little secrets that I haven't talked a whole lot about, which is amazing because I talk a lot. But, you know, Port Shelton. Yeah, you know, there's rocks out there covering the water intakes, and they're down just the perfect depth, you know, that you can troll at night. I'd pick the night, you know, and you have to have the right boat for the conditions that you're going to maybe encounter. Mm-hmm. Do it safely, and you're going to be out there fishing back and forth over the top of all these rocks. It's kind of like fishing, you know, along the piers, you know, the drowned river mouse that go out into Lake Michigan have, you know, those kind of rocks. Well, they're down underneath the water out there, and just get a map or somebody to show you, and having a navionics chip in your graph is going to be essential to fishing a lot of these things, whether you're on in the drowned river mouth lakes, or mm-hmm. if you're out in Lake Michigan, you're still going to get the contours. You're still going to see the rocks and everything like that. So at least you can put yourself on top of them, and you're going to be fishing, you know, Rapalas at night. You know, live bait will be out of the question. They can't catch them on spinners and crawlers. You're just not going to do as well as the guy that's going to do it with stick baits, you know, around you. And a variety of stick baits, you know, your deep diving husky jerks, or even the shallow ones if you want to weight them down a little bit, or use lead cord out there. But, you know, fishing all of the drowned river mouse from down at Mackatawa all the way up, past Manistee, every one of those drowned river mouse that come out, Ludington, Whitehall, you name it, those fish come in out of Lake Michigan at night, and they mm-hmm. start feeding around the pier heads, and them are the big fish. And they're not necessarily right up along the rocks either. If there's pods of bait fish out half a mile, quarter mile off the fronts of these suspended, these walleyes will be out there just like they are in Saginaw Bay, only it's Lake Michigan, and you can start trolling 10 feet down, suspended at night, catching these fish out of 30, 40 feet of water.
Yeah, it's kind of nice because, yeah, I mean, look, a lot of us are going out to the west side of the state to fish anyway, but why not change up your game a little bit, add something else to the ice box, you know?
Yeah.
It's there, and you have to take advantage of it. And, you know, and like you said, some of the bigger fish are going to come in at night, and maybe that's a hidden trophy that you didn't really expect to get.
Right. You know, if I have to look back, you know, when I was in my heydays, It was simpler for me to go out into Lake Michigan when it was possible and get somebody a master angler. Every time I went out there, pretty much I'd get somebody a master angler than if I just stayed in Muskegon Lake. I had great nights in Muskegon Lake, but when you average it, put it all in perspective, there's bigger and more of them out there and a lot simpler to catch.
Now, we're speaking with Mark Martin. MarkMartins.net is his website. Let's jump ahead 5-6 months to February and the ice fishing school.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. You know, it's going to be good. The end of January is going to be over. The kickoff this year is going to be at Misaki over in Lake City, and that's going to be a variety of fish that we fish for. It's going to be an inland lake kind of panfish, walleyes, pike. You know, geez, if we can keep the bass off the tip-ups and everything else from jigging, I mean, that it's just fun, you know. I mean, you got a potpourri, and everybody's catching fish. And then we're going to go over to the old standby of Saginaw Bay and have a good time in February out there, the first part of February. And then we're really going to change it up, and you might want to think about coming to this, Duran. We're going to go. It's been 15 years since I've had my school there, and it was phenomenal, and I know it's going to be phenomenal again. The last 3 days of the season up at Little Bay to Knock on the ice, the 14th and 15th of March, when they all running for the rivers up there, and we're going to be right in their way.
That sounds phenomenal. Now, I know the Bassmaster Classic, probably somewhere around there, and I think they changed it to Oklahoma this year because every time I go, it either snows or it's super cold, and you can hear those. What was funny is we're there at the Classic, and we're at the Expo, and you hear this noise. You hear this. And I'm like, I'm not even looking at the screen because I know what that is. Those guys are blowing the ice out of their eyelids. and I just start smiling. Everybody's like, what are you laughing at? I'm like, I'm from Michigan. I know that sound.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Oh, yeah. That real magic, you know, just do, you know, surprise them and either bring some along and have them squirt it on their line and right down their eyes, because when I fish in below freezing, 18 degrees, I've fished before out in the Dakotas in open water. Well, it didn't want to be, but it was. And every cast, the guys that didn't have that, you know, on their rods and on their line and on their guides, they were doing what you were talking about all the time, where we'd get 20, 30 casts in, the guys that were using real magic, and we caught, you know, we all ended up, you know, towards the top because we were able to make, you know, a quadruple the cast that mm-hmm. they were making. So
that's
surprise
funny.
Those guys, you know, if it's going to be really, really cold like that again, just have one of that in your pocket and go, hey, why don't you try this? And then they'll be your best buddy forever.
It might be, that could mean the difference too, depending on how cold it is out in Oklahoma, the difference between a tournament win, a classic win or not, but maybe they'll listen to it, and we'll let our buddy Chad Pipkins know, because he's on his way, man. He could very well make the classic again this year or next year, and
that'd
would be
cool.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome.
Man.
But Mark Martin, check him out. Thank you so much, as always, man. I appreciate all the info you bring to us here on the show.
Well, thank you for having me on your show, Duran, and glad to tell your listeners a few other little tidbits. And, you know, if they ever need to get, you know, in touch with me, they can, you know, go to markmartins.net on our website and, you know, email me from there.
Absolutely. We'll definitely check you out. As always, appreciate joining us here on the show. Thanks to everybody. Brian Brosdahl, Dan Kimmel, also Chris Hamm from HHA Sports. Mark Martin joining us right now. Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame member inducted 2015. Mark, thanks so much. Have a great weekend, man.
You too, Duran. Take care.
Absolutely. Great show. Fun times. Check it all out on the website, wildmichiganradio.com. Follow us on the Facebook and on Twitter. It's Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.